Back in her office, manager Claire is livid that Chris Moyles had a go at Katie live on air and cancelled her from the show.
I think the man is getting too big for his boots. I think he's trying to get publicity out of his celebrities for going on air. Because I see what she has to go through as a mother. And this is not just a mother looking after two kids, you know. She's 8.5 months pregnant. She's got to release the book when she's releasing it because it's a summer read. She's trying to keep up with all of her work. She hasn't got a nanny. Her husband is recovering from meningitis, who, you know, he can do a few hours a day, then he's weak and then he's tired. She's trying to get the house sorted out. She hasn't got any other help. Her mum was on holiday. And, you know, Kate pretends that she's OK. You know, there's pictures of her here in the Daily Star, all smiles and everything, but the girl is crumbling underneath her skin, and it has made me so angry.
Being dropped is an early blow for Kate as she feels she's disappointed her fans. They're her motivation for this promotional tour that some people consider a bad idea.
The local doctor wanted to sign me off. Galen, who I saw, said I should be off. But at the end of the day, they probably are right, you know, because you do need to rest, because I'm working so right up till the birth that the moment I stop, you know, I haven't given my body a chance to relax, and then I'm going to be cut open and have a baby and relax. She said it might be all too much. But in a way, I disagree, because my book signings are fun. I'm with Nicola, Diana, Sally, and we do actually have a laugh doing my signings.